This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
No Tom Ackerman this morning. My name is Matt Pauly. Great to have you with us. It is time for our weekly conversation with Cardinals manager Oliver Marmol. The manager chat, it is brought to you by Siteman Cancer Center, national leaders in cancer. Let's head to Chicago right now and welcome the Cardinals manager onto the program. Ollie, thanks so much for taking some time. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well, man. How are you doing?
I am good. How good does a win like that feel where you'd lost the first two games against the Cubs? The first game, obviously, was a really tough loss. You're down and you find a way to come back.
It's important, man. You look at that first game and you feel like it's one that you should be able to take. And Helsley's been really good for us. Unfortunately, that one didn't go our way. But to have two tough losses and then come back and take that win, it was a big one. And they made a couple errors and we were able to take advantage of it.
The last 2 days, you've had starting pitchers that just one or two innings have kind of bit them, and then they've been able to lock in after that. How tough is that? That guy's line score on the box score for that day already isn't going to look good, but they're still able to lock in and do something for your team. How tough is that?
That's what veterans do, man, honestly. And Gibby's done that quite a bit where he just doesn't allow it to snowball. If he has a tough inning or there's a lot of traffic and he just has the ability to limit damage. And we've seen a lot of our guys do that. But, yeah, it's important. I mean, you give up four runs in the first two innings. And for him to go back out there and throw five more zeros on the board is incredibly important. So yeah, he should be proud of that work. Because those are the type of games where they just continue to score. You have traffic, and then you give up six or seven runs, and it's a really, really bad outing. But for him to be able to do what he did was great.
Michael Ciani goes down with an oblique issue. I know you guys were getting imaging on him. I wouldn't be doing my job if I didn't ask you. Do you have any type of update on him quite yet?
No doubt. I'll have a little bit more information here shortly, but it looks like it's something that's going to sideline him for a little bit. It's definitely an oblique, and we know how those go. It could be several weeks before we see him back, but I'll have a definitive answer here shortly.
What's the, if that is the case, does Lars get most of the time out there? What's the plan?
Yeah, it's something we'll have to look at. And that's someone where, I mean, whenever we hit for Ciani, whatever the case may be, he's the one that goes out there and is most familiar with center field. So, that could be the case.
Tommy Pham's played a little bit out there. Feels like you can put Brendan Donovan anywhere on the field and he's not going to embarrass himself. Are there other guys on the team that you would feel comfortable in center field?
Newt is probably the one we're the most comfortable with out of the group that you just named. Tommy, to your point, has been able to play all three positions, and he's fine at playing center, right, or left. He's been able to play both corners even during our time here in Chicago. But, yeah, I mean, Newt probably has the most familiarity with it.
How much fun has it been for you seeing in these five games what Pham has been able to do for your club?
A blast. This is a guy that we wanted here, not just a right-handed bat, but the actual, we wanted Tommy Pham. And there's reasons for that, but he brings a certain intensity, and I've said it a ton, but that's meaningful, man. A guy that goes out there, he's not going to give away any at-bats. He's not going to give away any plays. He's not going to give away just anything. This is a guy that's locked in every single pitch and competes extremely well. What that does, it brings the other people around him to a certain level of intensity as well. So it's contagious, and we love having him here.
As all of us grow older, we change in some ways and we stay the same in some ways. When you've known Tommy for a really long time, in what ways is he the same and in what ways has he changed?
He's the same in the sense of his level of intensity and competitive nature has never changed. I mean, this is a guy that he knows that he's present. He lives in the moment.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Loves bringing that edge every single day. And he continues to mature in the sense of bringing others along with him. And that's something we're already seeing during his short time here.
You've talked about how once that trade deadline hit and it was over and the guys in the clubhouse knew that this was the group that they were going to have for the rest of the year, that something kind of changed for your club. What does change? What does it mean when you can look around and say, okay, this is the group?
Well, there's some uncertainty when you're reaching that deadline, right? Like, who's going to be here? Who's not going to be here? Who are we getting? Who are we trading away? So once 5 o'clock hit, people know, like, this is a group that's what we're going to roll with. And we're not sure what's going to happen, but we're going to take our best shot. And I think our guys are doing a really nice job of preparing. But there is a sense of just an understanding of this is our group, and this is what we have, and here's what we're rolling with. So it's been good. And I do feel like we got the right guys, man. I mean, you look at Fetty's outing, one inning got him. Outside of that, he was who he normally is. And Pham has added a ton of value on and off the field already in a short period of time.
Sean Armstrong's the other guy. His numbers this year weren't great with the Rays, but my goodness, he was one of the top relievers in all of baseball last year. Do you and the organization feel like you can tap back into what he was doing last season?
Yes, that's our hope, and that's why we got him. There's some things that Dusty and that department are already working on in order to get him to be able to look like what he looked like last year. And there's some low-hanging fruit that they feel like they can tap into for sure.
Continuing to talk with Oliver Marmol, just a couple more moments with him. Coming up on the trade deadline, how much communication is there between you and Mo?
There's a decent amount, man. He does a really good job of just including me. And here's what we're and then what do you feel like the needs are? And we talk through that. And, I mean, the communication is really, really good. At the end of the day, he came to me and said, here's what we think we're able to do. Do you like it? Do you feel like it hits the mark for what our clubhouse needs? Because sometimes you can trade for a certain skill set but get the wrong guy. And in Fetty and Pham and Armstrong, I feel like we hit the mark.
Are we too early for you to be doing the scoreboard watching and all that thing? Is it more just about going out and doing, you know, controlling what you can control?
It is, because sometimes, I mean, you can get caught up, and mostly it becomes an emotional roller coaster whenever you're trying to figure out what other teams are doing. And it's you're in control of tomorrow's game against the Cubs, whether you win or lose that game, whether you play your style of baseball and give yourself the best shot to win. Whether we win, and then you're looking at the scoreboard, seeing if someone else wins or they take a loss. I mean, that's out of your control. So rather than riding that emotional roller coaster, I prefer to just take care of business on our side.
I talk to Cardinals fans after every single game, and they do ride that emotional roller coaster, and I think it's a human, you know, just human to do that.
But that's what that is fandom. Like, you're supposed to. That's the point of it. But when you're having to actually play the nine innings every single day, 162, it wears on you so much where you can't do that. I mean, it wears on you way too much to ride that roller coaster.
I know how competitive you are. Was it a process for you to get to a point where you could approach it that way, or just coming up as a ball player, was that something that you already had as you became a manager?
No, more when you start managing. For me, it's more what are we in control of, and not fixating on things that really I have my hands not in at all, right? So when you look and you have 2 months of baseball left, you really focus on taking your best shot every day with the group that you have. And then we'll peek up and see where we're at. But I do feel good about the conviction behind our guys right now.
He is Oliver Marmol. He is the manager of your St. Louis Cardinals. Ollie, thank you so much for the time, and go get a win tonight.
No, I appreciate you, man. Thank you.
That's Cardinals manager Oliver Marmol joining us on the program. Again, the big news coming from him. The team is likely going to be without center fielder Michael Ciani for significant time. He referred to it as going to miss at least a few weeks. Katie Wu, by the way, just reported here a few moments ago that the team is going to be calling up Victor Scott II. So you would assume that Scott's going to come up almost more than anything else to be a little bit of a security blanket defensively in center field. The Cardinals don't really have a whole lot else when it comes to guys who can go play center field. So I would argue, I would contend, and maybe I'm wrong on this, but I would contend that when Scott began the season in the big leagues, that actually slowed him down a little bit. We saw offensively that he really struggled at the major league level, and that he'd been on such a fast pace in terms of his development, and he hasn't been that good offensively at Memphis this year. It's been a little bit better recently than before, but at the same time, this is a Cardinals team that's trying to go win a division. This is a Cardinals team that's trying to go get in the playoffs. And having one player on the roster in Lars Nootbaar that you're comfortable defensively in center field, that's not a situation that you can have. So Scott will come up. It is going to be, I think, fascinating to watch what they do with Scott because he is still a top prospect in this organization. So you don't want to stall his development more. But with all due respect to Victor Scott II, the Cardinals trying to win games right now at the major league level, that's more important than his development. So you bring him up and you have some security in terms of at least a second player on the roster beyond Lars Nootbaar, who has the ability to go out and play center field. We'll talk a lot more about this coming up later on the program. We're going to switch gears, though, coming up in just a moment. The Ascension Charity Classic is right around the corner. It's about a month away, and we are going to hear from Steve Flesch. He is the defending champion. Our golf editor, Dan Reardon, got a chance to talk with him, and we'll hear that conversation in just a moment. This is Sports on a Sunday Morning on KMOX.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.